The Hayes Chamber is getting ready for their next business showcase. President and CEO Sarah Wasinger talks to us about that and more on this episode of the Post Podcast. You still have some pretty cool stuff going on. I'm just going to let you kind of tell us a little bit right now. What's the status with the businesses? What's everybody saying? Are we getting reopened? Is everybody having a good time, or is it kind of staggered?
So it's a little bit mixed up. So we have many businesses who are completely back open. Obviously, they've put standards in place for making sure that their customers are safe. Sanitation practices have been beefed up a bit. And then we still have some businesses who have not opened yet who are still trying to make plans and arrangements to ensure that they can continue to keep people safe. So what we're telling folks right now is just be sure to call any businesses that you want to patronize and talk to them about their hours of operation. We know that many have abridged hours of operation right now. So really just give them a shout out before you go visit them. That way you can make sure that you're prepared to have a great experience in their store for their location.
Yeah. Easy enough, right? And I think most of them are putting it on their Facebook pages, too, if you don't want to mess with phone calls.
Right.
I know, you know, people my age and younger, or our age, we're about the same age, I think, don't really. We don't get on the phone. We text. We email. We get on Facebook. We're not going to call you.
Absolutely. That's a great way to figure out what folks are doing. I know everybody's updating things as soon as they change. So check out websites and Facebook, too. Yeah.
Well, anyway, so we want to get on to what you've got going on, because you've got some cool stuff. The business showcase, I think, is the big one we wanted to hit on today. That's coming up. I know we talked about it last week. I don't remember the date.
So it's Thursday, June 11th, and that will be from 4:30 to 6 p.m. at the Press, 230 East State Street. And we are so excited because we have some really cool businesses that we will be featuring. So Prospectively Healthy is going to be there. My Town to Go. Hayes to Go, otherwise known as Hayes Public Library, and Next Check Wireless, the Hamlin Creative Consulting. I know you and I talked about Lily Kingsley a while back ago and what she does there. Mm-hmm. Reardon Clinic, and then Treetop Security.
Yeah, really cool, diverse group of businesses. Are any of those new, or did we had all those already down last week, didn't we?
So Hayes to Go is a brand new chamber member. They joined us last month, so we're very excited to be able to showcase them. Treetop Security actually joined the chamber too in 2020, and Prospectively Healthy joined us in 2019. The others have been longstanding chamber members, so it'll be a great mix of, you know, older established businesses and newer and upcoming businesses. And we think it's going to be a great way for folks to learn about the products and offerings that they have, as well as get some samples possibly. And then we'll have some really cool giveaways actually too. Can't share those. You have to show up in person to see what they are though.
Ah, nice. And you want to just tell everybody a little bit about how these events are? Because, I mean, they're it's a come and go. It's fun. It's not, you know, a stodgy kind of business thing. Right? It's
sure.
It's a really lighthearted kind of atmosphere.
Right. It's very fun to attend. And actually, these are almost geared towards social distancing to an extent anyway, because each vendor will have a table or a booth, and they'll set up their product and information. And so folks can just enter in, and they'll be given some hand sanitizer courtesy of CBD American Shaman and a bag courtesy of Midwest Energy to kind of put all their belongings in that they pick up that day. And, of course, there's a great way for people to sample some of the Press's amazing catering, because they're actually doing a little spread for us, as well as the cash bar. So it's very casual, come and go if you are, and we encourage folks to save the date.
Yeah, very cool. I know I'll be down there.
I'm excited to see you there.
Yeah, it'll be the first time I think we've seen each other in person now for months.
I know. It'll be nice to have the same place.
Yeah. Let's see. Well, what else we got going on? Website. You've got a new website. Do you want to talk about some activity you got going on there?
Yes. So we are excited. Obviously, our website has been a act in progress and something we've continued to work on. And it was always our intention to have ads on our website to have an additional avenue for chamber businesses to promote themselves. We know that times are tough right now, so we're just trying to kind of soft launch the program. Golden Plains Credit Union is actually going to be our first app that will be featured on the Chamber's website. If folks are interested in doing that, we are doing a prorated amount for the remainder of 2020. The cost to do an ad for the full year would be $600, but if folks would like to advertise for their business in the form of an ad, they can do so by contacting the Chamber, 785-628-8201. I believe the ad size is 330 by 250 pixels. And they can contact Scott Gross if they have any questions as to the dimensions or colors or things of that nature. But, yeah, we're excited to just have an additional way to provide some meaningful space for folks to have some extra traffic go to their website.
Yeah, very cool. And I tell you, if you haven't been on there yet, and I don't know why you wouldn't have been, this website, this new website you guys have put together really is sharp. I'm playing with it right now as we're chatting. It's got all... Everything is very clean, laid out well, but it's also very informative. There's a ton of information on here.
Exactly. So we would just encourage folks, if they haven't already, jump up on there. One big thing I can talk about, too, really quickly, James, is we know that things are changing every day, sometimes even by the hour, as people still reopen. So we would encourage folks to log into their account on the Chamber's website and just make sure they're updating things like business hours, different things like that, so folks know when and where they can access them.
Yeah, very cool. Let's see. What else? Oh, you're still... Well, you're on the hunt for a new VP of membership, right? We got a deadline coming up for that, correct?
Yes, we do. So June 5th, this Friday, is actually the deadline for applications. Those interested in applying for the position can submit a cover letter, their resume, and three letters of recommendation to me. They can email those to hayscc@hayschamber.com. Again, by end of business day Friday, our intention is to schedule some interviews then for next week and possibly start the person July 1st. So it'll be definitely an exciting process for us to add to our Chamber team. And we look forward to anyone applying. If people do have questions about that, again, they can go to our website, hayschamber.com/newsdeskevents. There is a press release on there that does contain kind of the job duties and things of that nature that we don't necessarily have time to go into detail about today, but they are there for reference.
Yeah, well, and we talked about that, what, was it about a month ago, I think, when the position, when you announced it, you could go back and listen to that replay, too, because we covered in detail what that job is then. So if you want to, if you're curious about that, just go to Hayes Post, you can listen to that podcast or this website. Yeah, you guys have got a pretty detailed description up here. I'm looking through it.
Yeah.
Well, very cool. What else you guys got going on down there?
So we just have a few two events that we'd like to talk about this week, and they're going to actually be in-person events. So we are excited as a chamber to do in-person event gatherings or do virtual gatherings still. The ones that we have this week will be in-person gatherings. So our HYP, our Young Professional Group, their Networking and Engagement Committee, will meet from Thursday from 12 to 1, and that meeting will be held at CBD American Shaman, located at 2013 Vine Street, and that's free to attend for those YPs. And obviously, if they are not currently a committee member, they can contact Jessica Moffitt and get all the details as to signing up for that committee. And then we are excited to have our chamber chat Friday morning, actually. It's kind of a fun concept. So Next Tech really wanted to help support another local business. So they will be hosting and talking about their Tech Edge event, but we'll be having that actually at the Paisley Pear Wine Bar Market and Bistro. So folks can join us Monday or Friday morning, rather. And we're so excited to get back into those in-person gatherings again.
Yeah, it's very cool. And I'm sure all those members are excited to kind of get together too.
Absolutely. We know we've been reaching out to a lot of our members and our ambassadors, and there seems to be a good sense of community that people are ready to start that again.
Yes. But you got to stay safe. Everybody stay safe.
Exactly. Yes.
Wear the masks. Wash your hands. Do the social distancing. I don't know what else. Just be careful. Be careful. We'll be okay.
Exactly.
Well, Sarah, we're about out of time, but anything else you want to hit on before we go?
I just wanted to, the newsletter is going to be going out today, and we'll be talking about something special next week. And just wanted to say thank you to everybody for all the support they've been giving the Chamber. And if there's anything we can be doing to help your business out further right now, by all means, please reach out to us. We're here to support you and your staff members.